Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it. Thanks for continuing with us here on Circles of Change. Already to our final segment. That's how the time flies when you're having fun, or when you're unconscious, either way. I'd like to welcome Lori Giovannini to the show. Good morning, Lori. How are you today?
Good morning, Zara.
It's great to be able to have a chance to spotlight a non-for-profit, particularly one in the space that involves women and children.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me.
My pleasure. Since we're both moms, it even carries an even stronger message, doesn't it?
Boy, isn't that the truth.
The truth. Let me introduce Lori. She's soon celebrating 2-year anniversary. Congratulations. As the executive director for Reach Out Women's Center. It's a nonprofit that was founded over 40 years ago to serve vulnerable women and children in the Tucson and surrounding areas. Reach Out's mission is to provide loving support, education, and resources for pre- and postnatal women and their babies. Lori, in fact, brings a wide range of experience in social services to the party in her role, including counseling at other pregnancy centers for over 15 years. She's a University of Wisconsin graduate, go Badgers, in psychology. Her career portfolio, though, is quite diverse, having been a flight attendant, cosmetologist, owner of a cosmetics company, and then working over 35 years in various facets of real estate. Lori serves today on the board of directors of Vine of Grace, a women's retreat ministry, and she's also been on several boards, including the YWCA. So again, welcome.
Thank you.
So Reach Out Women's Center, tell us a bit about the history. 40 years, that's quite a legacy to have.
Yes. Reach Out Women's Center started a little over 40 years ago. It was a response to Roe versus Wade. Okay. And a group of very courageous men and women formed a group and started a pregnancy help center out of a home. And they would literally go out to the streets, and if a woman was unsure about her pregnancy, or she needed help, or she didn't have a place to live, she didn't have medical care, they would literally scoop them up in the car and find everything that they, you know, could do for them, including free medical care, delivering the babies, and I heard even breastfeeding at times.
My goodness, yeah. So how it's done. Yeah. So today, of course, your center is over on Campbell, 2684, if I recall the address, because I had the pleasure of visiting with you yesterday and taking a walk.
That was so fun.
So walk us in the front door. What would someone see? Take us a bit on a virtual tour of the center today.
You walk in the door and you'll be greeted by our wonderful client advocates who are very committed and dedicated to helping women in an unplanned pregnancy, or maybe helping a woman who has children who needs some kind of material support or emotional support. We have counseling rooms. We have an ultrasound text that that room that, you know, we can see the baby from about six weeks all the way up to 40 weeks.
Of course, the criticality of that service is that for women that may not be insured yet,
yes,
or want to get qualified, they have to instantiate that they are pregnant. So your
Absolutely.
Organization can provide that documentation to help them get the service they need.
Absolutely. And that's a lot of what we do. We offer free pregnancy tests to women who need verification for access or a healthy baby program. And then also free ultrasounds, because it's very important, especially in the early stages of pregnancy, to see a heartbeat and to make sure that there is a viable pregnancy there.
You even told me of the fact that you identified some pregnancies that were not going to be healthy, that could have been life-threatening, and then
Absolutely.
Were able to direct those women to get the care they needed.
Absolutely. It's not uncommon to have an ectopic pregnancy, and, you know, we're there to help a woman determine whether or not, you know, she is having one.
That's right. If you go further into the clinic, as I recall, though, here you come into a room that's chock full of boxes with every size imaginable of layettes to the cute little frilly dresses or rugged, you know, Oshkosh overalls for the boys and the girls. That would have been me. No dresses for me. And so you get wonderful donations.
Yes.
And tell us about then material goods that you can share with your expectant women.
Sure. Every 30 days, our organization will give diapers to a mom in need, up to 3 years of age. Also, clothing. We have clothing up to 5T, although it's up to 3 years of age. We have a baby shower in a bag that we give to our new moms, and it has everything from a homemade quilt made with love and prayers, and baby diapers, and shampoo, and hygiene products, baby bottles, binkies, you name it, everything that a brand new mom needs is given to her at that time.
You mentioned diapers, and if I recall, you shared with me that actually Reach Out is the largest distributor of diapers in the greater Tucson area.
Yes, we're probably the largest private organization for diapers. Last year, we gave out almost 86,000 diapers to women in the community.
Yeah, and that the other items that you donate then, are they from private individuals that have donated to the center?
Yeah, that's correct. Most of our donations are given to us by churches or schools or businesses, corporations, having a diaper drive or a clothing drive. Sometimes some of the organization will hand out baby bottles and ask for the spare change out of the top dresser drawers so that we can actually buy the items that we may need at the time. But we are 100% privately funded. So every single thing that we get in the center is donated either by, a material side like diapers or wipes or clothing, or funded financially to us. Yeah.
I recall, too, when I was walking through, I was asking, it's not just the material goods, obviously, which every expectant mother would appreciate, but it's the counseling services and the support and letting these women know that they do have options other than an abortion that's provided, that this is a place you can come confidentially and get 100% attention on what you might need.
Yes, we're safe, we're unjudgmental. One of the things that we really pride ourselves on is the fact that we talk about all of the options, including parenting, alternative parenting, adoption, and then, of course, abortion, too. So we discuss it all with them so that we can educate them so that they can make the right choice for themselves and for the baby that is growing within their womb.
That's right. And we should mention, we've used word women here, but, of course, men are involved as well.
Absolutely.
Because many, that's a joint decision for the expectant father as it is posed for the mother.
Yeah, and we actually have counselors that will counsel the men separately if they choose to be counseled separately.
Yeah, that's right. You mentioned the word adoption. I was surprised to hear one. Obviously, you've been involved in pregnancy centers for probably over 20 years. The role of adoption or the process, it's totally changed in our society, hasn't it,
yes,
Lori?
It really, really has. Matter of fact, a lot of adoption agencies will no longer do what's called a closed adoption from the past, where the mother doesn't know where her baby is going, and the baby really will never find the mother unless there's a lot of investigation or the file is reopened. Most adoption agencies cooperate and collaborate with the both the birth parents, if it's appropriate, and then also the adoptive parents. And, it might range just from getting pictures every single month, or it might be that the birth mom meets with the adoptive parents once a month for lunch, just to kind of find out how the baby and the child is doing as it you know, grows up. Or it could be as much as they're coming to, you know, the birth parents are coming to the birthday parties and Thanksgiving and Christmas, and they're actually kind of co-parenting. It's really neat to watch, you know, an adoption, you know how it evolves and then how it progresses throughout the years. And I've been very blessed to be a part of that.
And so that movement of that transparency, for lack of a better word, is that relatively recent, the last 5 years or 10 years? I mean, that strikes me as so extraordinary.
Yeah, you know, I think it's been around for a while, okay. But I think we're becoming more aware of it. Yeah. You know, there's not a lot of money put into advertising adoption or educating, women and men, birth mm-hmm. parents, on the option of adoption. So unfortunately, when there's not a lot of education, there's a lot of misconception, and so we're learning what adoption is by the media or the past, and it's really not that way anymore.
It isn't, and that's what's so wonderful. And we're speaking with, by the way, Laura Giovannini, and her organization is Reach Out Women's Center. You can learn more about them by going to reachoutwomenscenter.com to find out more data. They're located on Campbell, and the office number there is 520-321-4300. So, Lori, continuing our tour, we went around the corner after seeing where the new moms could shop, I'll say.
Yes.
And then I just happened to ask you, well, you know, we just came off the Festival of Books. What about, is there a role of literacy?
Yes.
And you kind of smiled at me as if it was a setup and said, well, come right over here. And she opened up these huge cabinet chock full of books.
Yes, yes. We have a wonderful Lutheran church who brings us books from Bookmans. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Bookmans is so generous to take some of their books that they have probably been sitting on the shelf for a while.
Or and multiple copies of
yeah, or
the
multiple,
popular ones.
Exactly.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. And allow organizations like ours who, you know, we have over 5,000 visits in a year.
Wow.
To be able to hand out books to, you know, the children that come into our center, and more than just the newborns. You know, of course, our layettes, our baby shower in a bag, of course, has several books in it, mm-hmm. so mom can start reading before the baby's even born.
You bet.
To the child. But also, you know, we have a lot of siblings that come in, and they all leave with a gently used book.
Gently used
of
book.
Their choice.
Well, you know, and that's what it is. The process of the clothing that's there, of course, is that your visitors or your clients, your families that you're supporting, this isn't a one-time visit, right?
No.
They can what duration can they come back then and get the next age appropriate or size of clothing?
Right. So every 30 days they can come in and get diapers. And then we have two programs for clothing. We have one, they can come back every 30 days as long as they bring back a couple of pieces of clothing. We call that our recycling mm-hmm. Program because we, you know, the women don't always just want to get.
Sure,
you know, they want
to
be able to give too, and they really feel good about bringing some of those gently used clothes back to us. And so they can get clothing every 30 days, and if they don't bring clothing back, they get it every 60 days.
I recall when my own children, because we were so blessed, and how many times you get gifted all this clothing that you're, because it's an off season, your children never get into.
Mm-hmm.
And so you are actually can donate things still with the tags on them. I suspect
yes.
that happens.
Oh, yes.
And then the large organization I was part of, we kind of passed these boxes from one expectant family to the next.
Mm-hmm.
So you saw it kind of live on for a number of years, the way that the products fortunately are constructed these days. They can last longer.
And we do. We have a lot of people who find out about our organization, and when they do their spring cleaning, they collect it, box it up, and bring it down to our center, and we're just so grateful for it. You know, we're one of the few organizations in town that actually give out the clothing for free. So any donation that you give to us will be donated back, and there won't be a charge or You know, there's no financial obligation or religious organ, you know, obligation. I mean, whoever walks inside our door is helped.
So you have some full-time members of staff.
Yes.
Explain to that, and then you're going to need to tell us about your volunteers.
Oh, so I know
you have a medical director on staff.
Yes, we do. We have a medical director. Dr. Denise Grunkleton is our medical director. She's wonderful. She and our RN supervisor, actually, Mavis Cuestas, actually staff about five ultrasound techs. I have a program director, Jessica Lubrin, who goes around to the schools and does a wonderful program called Wait, Why Am I Tempted? To the eighth grade, to the elementary or the middle school. And it is a relational. How do I know myself, you know, as I'm developing, you know, why am I feeling the way I'm feeling? And how do I get along with people? You know, how do I learn tools to say no? And what is appropriate? What's not appropriate? And how do I dream? And, you know, can, you know, should I have goals this young in life? And then what do I do with those goals? And we final, we do a final class where we actually do a mock wedding where they get to organize, prepare, and decide on the wedding and their, you know, what they're going to say and how they're going to dress and who's going to be involved. And it's a lot of fun.
But it also brings up the gravity of decisions that young girls
Absolutely.
Make or circumstances
and
they
boys,
fall and
yeah.
boys find in
yeah,
themselves.
Exactly.
So you've got that wonderful staff team, and then I know a host of volunteers
Absolutely,
to get involved.
Yeah. And my client service manager, Kathy Maslanka, she organizes 84 volunteers. So we have, you know, counselors, and we have our the wonderful women who work in the back, and they're called our loving hands because they come in and they wash all the clothes and fold them and sort them. And then, you know, we have our ultrasound techs, and, you know, everybody works to works with our clients besides our four staff members. They're all volunteers.
That's wonderful. Well, you also mentioned to me that that Reach Out Women's Center also plays a role in the aspect of grief, and
yeah.
whether that be a woman who miscarries or a woman who has gone through an abortion to get their life to the next place.
Absolutely.
A beautiful experience that allows them to get closure.
Mm-hmm. And I was very blessed to just attend one of our retreats that Reach Out sponsors called Rachel's Vineyard. It is a post-abortive retreat ministry. And we have a lot of women who come through this retreat too who have had a miscarriage. And it was just an amazing weekend of learning about your child, naming your child, kind of reconciling with the child and yourself, and, you know, memorializing that child and giving that child over to God, who we know that child is in heaven.
And what a sense of relief and beauty that must be to
so
experience
wonderful.
That.
You know, I cried all weekend with everybody
yeah.
else. It was just an amazing, you know, just a very powerful, you know, weekend that just when I left, I felt like the world was off my shoulders. And I know the other women and really the volunteers who put on the retreat always feel that way, too.
Absolutely. Well, Lori Giovannini, it's been great to have you on the show. ReachOutWomen'sCenter.com. You have a walkathon coming
yes.
up, and how could our listeners help you out?
Oh, I would love our community to join us on April 6th. It will begin at 12 o'clock. The walk actually starts at 1, but registration starts at 12. We're going to be at Brandy Fenton Park. We'll be at the Hay Barn, and we're going to have a 1 mile fun walk, a 2 mile walk, and a 5K run. And our theme this year is superheroes for Reach Out, because each and every one of our both our supporters and our community are heroes to us.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us again, Lori Giovannini. It's the Reach Out Women's Center. In fact, reachoutwomencenter.com, located at 2648 North Campbell here on the northwest side of town, 520-321-4300. keep doing the wonderful work that you do to help our young ladies and women here in the community and their children.
We will do that. Thanks, Sarah.
My pleasure. Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll-free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, helping others unleash potential through transformational change. 1-877-544-2580.